a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And our internet listeners, for your information, we've dismissed for three times that we thought we weren't going to meet again, but here we are today. We had a bill assigned to our committee, and so we are meeting now this morning. Once again, a reminder, we don't have very many in the room here, but your cell phones, that's still in place, that $25 for Children's Home Society here. The secretary will call the roll. And by the way, our secretary didn't really morph into someone new over the weekend. She didn't turn gray because of our actions. We have someone new today here that's filling in for Dawn. So please call the roll.
Representatives Campbell.
Here.
Deutsch.
Here.
Gibson is excused. Hawks.
Here.
Holmes.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Kaiser.
Here.
Clum.
Here.
May. Excused. McCleary.
Here.
Tolson.
Here.
Woman.
Here.
Zickman. Excused. Johns.
Here.
And Sly.
Here.
We have a quorum, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. And with that, we will, the chair calls for minutes from our.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Representative Hunt, seconded by Representative Johns, that we approve the minutes from our last meeting. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. Minutes are approved. If you're planning to testify, which is probably only one or two people in this room here, be sure that you've signed in. And with that, we just have one bill, Senate Bill 125, an act to revise the minimum suspension requirements for students participating in extracurricular activities. Proponents, good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Good to be back in House Ed again. Apologize for 125 getting delayed, although it wasn't my fault. It got lost in the system. I think they physically found the bill in appropriations, the actual hard copy of the bill. It had been there for a month, over a month and a half. And it got put in the system as Senate Bill 25, not 125. So it was in this ether land of nowhere. And, of course, I had just a couple other things going on, and I didn't really pay attention because it is kind of a consent calendar-ish type bill. So, anyway, apologize for the lateness. I'm going to walk you through just a little bit of the history very quickly. If you had, I think I passed out, had the pages pass out, the first page, number 316 out of the codified law book, and out of section 1332.9, that was current statute as of 2 years ago. And we passed that law in 2003, and I was actually my first year in the legislature. And we kind of made it a little bit less restrictive for, I think Representative Hunt was here, I believe, made it a little less restrictive for students that were being punished for minor substance abuse incidents and then being suspended from school. So that had been put in place, I believe, by Governor Janklow in the legislature back, I want to say, in the mid-90s. Don't quote me on that. But we took another look at that and kind of tried to get those kids back into participating by moving it to a one-year suspension. And it had been that way from 2003 until last year. I've been in talks with Superintendent Bob Sittig in Baltic, and he's also on the High School Activity Association Board of Directors. And, you know, we were just looking at some different ways. I had some friends in Baltic, actually, that their son got into a little trouble. And he was a good football player, and he ended up missing the whole football season. And so we were talking about ways to, you know, punish students for doing something wrong, but still helping them to be productive and not taking them out for a whole year. So we wrote, at that time, last year was Senate Bill 113. That was passed, and the governor put it into statute. And really what we were trying to go for in Senate Bill 113 was you would miss a minimum of two activities. So if you were the star football player, let me digress just a minute. The reason that this law is in place is it's difficult for superintendents for a myriad of reasons to punish, you know, Representative Tolson, he's a star football player, but, you know, the superintendent in small town South Dakota doesn't want to baseball. I'm sorry, I should have said baseball, but most of us don't have high school baseball teams. So, but So the point is that, you know, you, in theory, the best thing to do is say, you know, Representative Tolson, you're out. You're going to miss two football games this year. Well, there gets to be a lot of pressure in small communities. I know I grew up in one, so I understand those dynamics. So it's nice to have a guideline that gives some minimum. And again, superintendents can always go above current policy, but this sets a minimum standard for students being suspended from an extracurricular activity. So what we're trying to go for in Senate Bill 113, and I won't take a long time because 125 literally just changes the pieces around but does the exact same thing that Senate Bill 113 does. It just clarifies it because some of the superintendents were a little bit confused at the language in 113. Senate Bill 125 today does nothing different than current statute. It just rewords it so it's a little easier for the superintendents to follow. So just keep that in context. What we're really going for last year, because that is the meat of the bill in Senate Bill 113, you'd miss a minimum of two activities. So if you were a star football player and over the summer you got into a little trouble and you reported it like you were supposed to the superintendent, you'd miss the first two football games. Now, let's take that same student and he gets in trouble after football season. He's a junior. If he wants to play in all the football games next year when he's a senior, and he reports it in December that I got in a little trouble with the law enforcement, and he goes out for track in the spring, he would miss the first two track events. But we wrote the bill so that they would have to, you couldn't just go out for track for 2 weeks, miss the first two events, and then not go out for track. So that's what we're trying to get after. And I guess if they want to go out for track and do all of the work and miss a couple of events so that they can play football in the fall, well, I guess, you know, that's all the better. So that's what we were going for. Then, as you can read, Senate Bill 113 or Senate Bill 125. One more important part here. They also, and to get away from the one-year reduction, because that part of statute stays in place in 13-32-9, Senate Bill 113 last year was an addition to current statute that if you seek treatment at a, diversion program, thank you, sir. If you seek treatment at a diversion program, then you can get around the one-year suspended sentence, go to the two-event. If you get arrested for another possession, now you miss 60 days, and then it's 1 year on the third time anyway. So that's kind of what we're looking for in 113. Again, 125 does not change any current practice from what we all passed last year in Senate Bill 113. It just clarifies the language so it's a little easier for superintendents to read. With that, I would stand down for questions, Madam Chairman, and I think Ms. Lindsay Ryder-Rapp is here also from the Activity Association. So thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Lindsay Ryder-Rapp, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota High School Activities Association. And I thank you to Senator Ray for bringing this bill. I think, as he indicated, this frankly just more succinctly states the desired intent of the modifications that were made last year. And so we certainly support this measure and would ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Other proponents? Proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Opponents to Senate Bill 125. Any opponents? Seeing none, the chair closes public testimony and we move into questions. Questions of the committee. Representative Deutsch.
A question for the senator, please. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning,
Madam Chair.
Please.
I have a question about the language on page 2. Line 7 through line 10. In addition, a suspension that is reduced pursuant to 13-32-9 is only in effect during the South Dakota High School Activity Association activity year, which begins on the first day of its first sanctioned event. So, the first day of the first sanction event and concludes on the last day of the last sanction event. Okay, so I get that. But now I'm going to the next sentence beginning on line 10, and I'm wondering if that contradicts what I just read. A reduced suspension that is not completed by the end of one activity year shall carry over to the next activity year. So can you help clarify that? I'm seeing one sentence that says it'll carry over, and the next sentence that says it's going to conclude on the last day of the last sanction event.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Well, Tim Rave, District 25, State Senator. Representative, I think I might defer to the attorneys who helped write it. I did not. But I think that what we're going for here is that Representative Deutsch decides to go out for track to get out of serving suspended sentence. You had to miss six events, but there were only four track meets. You still have to complete that in the next year. So if that's football, basketball, volleyball, track, I don't care what the event is, you still have to complete those two events the next year. I know that's what we're going for. Lindsay, you want to jump in?
That is the desire.
Just come forward and identify yourself, please.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Lindsay Ryder-Rapp, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota High School Activities Association. I didn't write the wording for this particular bill, but Senator Rave is exactly right. That is what the intent is. And so if the number of activities per the suspension period, if that does not occur during the track season, then they would have to fulfill the remainder of that suspension period in the fall with whatever activities they may be involved in at that time.
Representative Deutsch, do you have a follow-up?
I do. Thank you.
Yes, please proceed.
The first sentence says, a suspension that is reduced is only in effect during the South Dakota High School Activity Association's activity year. So I'm assuming an activity year would go like a student's junior year. It wouldn't morph over into a student's senior year. No?
No. Madam Chairman, the intent actually would be that if they didn't fulfill the suspension requirements during that junior year, then in the fall of that particular person's senior year, that if they were involved in activities, that they would have to fulfill the remainder of the suspension period that following year.
Madam Chairman,
Actually, Representative, again, Tim Rave, State Senator, District 25. Representative, read it in the context of that's a definition. Okay, that's a definition. The suspension that is reduced pursuant to 13329 is in effect, basically can only be in effect during an activity year, which means an activity year doesn't include the summer months. So think of it as a definition of when the suspension can be served. It can only be served in an activity year. If you don't complete it in the first activity year, you would have to complete it in the next activity year. So look at it as a definition, not as a, this is when it has to be. When you were reading it out loud, that made sense back when I was back here. And I'm sure, I know that's the context. And again, the superintendents and the activity association came up with the language so that it was clear to them when it was. So again, I didn't draft it. This was the superintendent saying, we get that. We understand that. This is the way we want it because we didn't get it before.
Thank
so
you.
That was kind of the history. So thank you for the question.
Thank you.
Representative Hawks. Okay. Yes, I believe that's the same too, that it couldn't go into, say, like if you're on a swim team or something that's outside of that high school activities, yeah, to make sure that they fulfill the suspension. Maybe it's the second to the last track meet. They have an infraction, and then you only have one more track meet. They would need to follow through on that, fulfilling that in the next school year. Other questions? Other questions from the committee? Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for Senator Rave. And maybe this is, Representative Johns or Hunt could fill me in on this too. I don't see anywhere in line 16, 17, 18 where it actually says alcohol, but is that under substances? Because I'm a little sketchy of should alcohol itself be in there, or are we?
Madam Chair? Well, I think Tim Rave, District 25 State Senator. Representative, if you go back to the actual statute, I don't believe it does include alcohol because it says possession of, distribution of controlled substances or marijuana. And then you'd have to get out Chapter 22 and find out what those lists of are. And I actually could do that quick if I had.
Yeah, as long as it's in there somewhere, but I didn't see it in this particular one.
Madam Chair, if I could. Well, Representative, if it's not, that would be that's a whole different avenue from where we're at today. I mean, this has been current practice since, like I said, I think it was 1990, somebody can correct me, seven? Seven, when we started this particular chapter. And I would defer to someone who's more backgrounded in maybe even Lindsay Ryder Rapp could talk about alcohol and the way that that's impacted at suspension for alcohol use. I don't know, but we were looking specifically controlled substances here. So,
Representative Johns, do you have any thoughts on that? Or I know you work with school districts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As far as I remember, this does not include alcoholic beverages. It's covered separately.
Other questions? Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this, I'll start with Senator Rave, if you wouldn't mind. I'm going to get you your exercise this morning. Now, this deals with infractions that occur during the school year. Is there another rule that involves students who may violate something like this, say, over the summer?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, just to clarify, Representative, no, this would be all year long. So in the summer, if you get caught using marijuana or another controlled substance as defined in 2242, that is all the same. It doesn't matter when you get the ticket or the infraction. The punishment is missing an activity, and that can only be administered during the activity year. Doesn't matter when you get the ticket. It's when you are punished.
Okay. Thank you. I wanted to clarify that. Appreciate it.
Okay. I think we're about finished with questions, I think, from the committee. So I close questions, and we move into committee discussion and or action. Well, Representative Woolman, did you have another question? No, I can. We can leave it open. Please proceed, Representative Woolman.
It would be except alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Okay. Representative Gibson.
Madam Chair, I move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Gibson moved to pass, and it's been seconded by Representative Deutsch, I believe. Any comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would comment that... thank you to Senator Rave for bringing forward the clarification, and it'll make it easier for our school districts to deal with suspensions in law that is better written. Thank you.
Any other comments? Seeing none, the secretary will call the roll. The motion is do pass of Senate Bill 125. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay.
Representatives Campbell.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Hawks.
Aye.
Holmes.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Kaiser.
Aye.
Clum.
Aye.
May is excused. McCleary.
Aye.
Tolson.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Sly.
Aye.
We have 14 yeas.
Senate Bill 125 do pass. It's been
second.
Moved to do consent by Representative Holmes, seconded by Representative Deutsch. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Okay, we will move Senate Bill.
Madam Chair, members.
Yes, thank you. Senate Bill 125 will be on the consent calendar. We have a couple of points of business here before we close. I'll do that before we do the motion to adjourn. We've had a couple times when we adjourned and then we continued on. Claire has written up the interim study that we talked about the last time that we met. And so we will have a page pass those out, and we'll take a look at them, make sure that they say what we want it to say, and then we will proceed with that. If yes, Representative Holmes.
In the past, you've always had the pages
introduced. So. Oh, you are right. Representative Holmes, thanks for reminding me. Pages. We will. I have in the past. See, I was thinking we'll just rush through this and get done with it. So, yes.
Is that a $25 fine?
It could be. It could be. Actually, it could be $50 for that infraction. Pages, do you want to come forward and introduce yourselves? So I apologize for that.
Renee Gallagher from Peer.
Do you have any plans once you get through school? What would you like to do?
I'm not quite sure yet. I'm just a junior this year.
Oh, you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yes, even more than what you would maybe want. And your name is?
Jordan Poigny from Todd County.
Okay. Do you have any plans?
I'm also a junior.
You're a junior too. Well, I'm glad you have another year to. Do you have any thoughts of your interest?
I'm thinking SDSU and then the Air Force after that.
Ah, good plan. Thank you. Thanks for helping us today too. Did all of the, we'll get those passed out. Okay. And as you get a chance to look at it, we tried to clarify that the secondary included 7 through 12 in that conversation. And is there one more? Oh, yeah, okay. Any comments, or do you think it covers what we wanted, what we talked about? Representative Gibson, you think it's okay? Other people nodding their heads? Representative Klum? Yes. Others? I'm going to read this for the people who are the internet listeners so that they'll see. It's a study of secondary career and technical education in South Dakota. The study would include an examination of the current state of secondary career and technical education, its history in the state, and how it is and has been funded. It would explore how school districts can work together and with private industry to expand the career and technical education programs currently available to students in grades 7 through 12. And to better meet the workforce needs of the state. The study would also examine the transition of students from these secondary programs to the post-secondary technical institutes. Does that pretty much cover the scope of the study? Okay. And with that, just keep in mind, this will be submitted. And then, as I stated before, the whole list of all the interim study requests will come to us as legislators, probably through the mail and also online, and then you will choose your top ones, and the executive committee, executive board is the ultimate decision maker with what the interim studies will be. Second thing that I have, thanks for your looking it over and seeing that it's what we want. And I do have a card and a gift card for Claire. Thanks, Claire, for all of your support for us. And as we make decisions that sometimes have to be made very quickly, and sometimes you see me leaning over like this, and Claire is giving me that whole procedural. Yes, she tries, and she does a very good job, too, and I appreciate that a lot. So with that, the gift card is for Prairie Pages here in town, which is a local bookstore. And I know that you have a darling little girl, and don't spend it all on her. You have to buy something for yourself, too, okay? Easter's coming up, so maybe you can find something special for her, too, if you want to. But and since we have a different secretary. I'm going to save Dawn's for the real woman that's been helping us as a secretary. But we do appreciate you coming in today and helping us out. Anything else that we need to cover before we close? Representative McCleary.
Just one thing, Madam Chair. In a Cracker Barrel that we had, I believe there was three. I attended two this last weekend. The question came up from a teacher who was going to retire to the point of, when are we going to start to advertise and PR on education and teaching, not so much on salaries, but just to advertise, you know, the whole industry of education. So I thought that, and I mentioned that we had discussed that in the committee, that that is on our thoughts. So just to let everybody know that it is out there. They're thinking about that. Thank
That's
you.
A really good thing. I do have some thoughts on that, that I think a lot of that can come within your local school district. And many of you have local papers and small town papers that come out every week, and they could focus on what the good things that are happening in their school. There can be PSAs that can be developed. Even students can develop them. As we saw, I sent out the link for the one for Northern, and that's a really good way that they could do some of those things, a billboard in town or a sign that recognizes teachers and the good things that were students and the accomplishments that they've done. Sometimes we focus on sports. And, you know, as we drive into town, you might say 2012 champions of track or whatever, you know, that we are. Maybe we could, in our communities, really promote that too. So it doesn't always have to come completely from the state. I think it can come from within. Another one time I was watching, I don't have cable TV at my house. Can you believe that? I have about five stations, but I was out of town and there was an ad on a TV that was by a group within industry that's an education group that was doing some promotion of teaching and the good things that happen in our schools. So I don't think it just has to be. It could be private industry, too, that could promote it. So I think it's a really good conversation for us to have because it is important, and I think we've pressed it down for a long time, and we've kind of not shared the good things that are happening in the world of education. Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And on that same note, I represent District 22, which is Beadle and Kingsbury County. So I go from Wessington to Arlington, basically on Highway 14. And I have about six small town newspapers, and they're very good about featuring what's going on in the schools. And they do profiles of the seniors every year with their pictures and their background information, their family information, where they're going to go to school, the activities they've participated in. And so it's really fun reading, but our small towns do center around their schools, and in my district, they're very, very supportive of our schools. And in the Huron School District, our superintendent does write about what's going on. Our school board meetings are participated in fairly regularly by quite a few people. There was a teacher just this weekend featured, a fourth grade teacher. In fact, I think he took over after my mother retired from teaching, and he was featured about how he's going to be moving from one school to the next, and we have centers in here and now, kindergarten center, first and second grade, third and fourth, and they're featured. And, of course, in Huron we have the Karen population, so they are featured as well about their progress learning the English language and their immersion into the Huron community and their cultural ties and so on and so forth. So we do focus around education, and I think that's a very positive situation. And we had some questions at my legislative coffee this weekend about Common Core and how all that ties together and how, you know, I talked about the remediation in the school districts and how we're trying to alleviate some of the remediation classes on the college level and update our standards and make them more inclusive. So I think it's all very positive. I've enjoyed, as a newcomer on the House Education Committee this year, I've really enjoyed the updates on the legislative end of it so that I can bring that back to my community and my school superintendents have stayed in touch with me almost several times a week on issues. So thank you, and thank you for running such a well-organized and informative committee as well.
Thank you. Other thoughts on what districts or what things that are happening that are promoting education in your communities? Any other? Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And what I've started, and I didn't think about it in my first session, probably for the first 4 weeks, but what I've started is visiting schools. And, oh my, are they impressed with, you know, with a state legislator coming in. And I actually went to one and had dinner with my two eldest grandsons. And it's just, I mean, it's amazing. Then you get from the teachers, oh, we're so glad to see you. Thank you very much for what you do. That is just another, you know, way of doing it and being present. Thank you.
Thanks. That is definitely a way that we can actually get a feel for what's really happening in our school districts, and I think that can be beneficial. Other thoughts? Well, I think with that, this will be for real this time. It's kind of like having to leave grandma's house and not really wanting to leave, right? And so you just keep coming back. So this time, grandma says, we're done. Okay. Get in your cars and go. Move to adjourn. Okay, it's been, I heard the second before the move. Who was that? Representative Campbell moved. Representative Hunt seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same sign. We are adjourned.